This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey Raj, sitting in for Richard Bradbury, who is on vacation. And in the studio with me today,
Jeff Sandhu
and Christine Wong.
All right, so we're going to be talking about the National Digital Identification that was announced by our Communications and Multimedia Minister yesterday. But also on the show today, we have stories on the no smoking ban at all restaurants come 2019. We're also talking about robots replacing artists and why would anyone go to a disgusting food museum? That is Christine's pick for the day. But let's kick it off with that story about the new digital ID.
Yeah, I think the Morning Run kind of briefly mentioned about it. You may have heard it in the news as well. They're talking about it. It's a big deal because all Malaysians may soon have a national digital ID. This is according to YB Gobind Singh Deo. He said that his ministry was looking to develop this platform of trust in the cyberspace to eliminate elements of fraud and cheating. Now, I have a quote of him here. He says that a plan for a national digital ID is being formulated. This digital ID is not meant to replace the MyCard, nor would it be mandatory for everyone. He added that the national digital ID, which is likely to be out by middle of next year, was meant to provide a verifiable platform of trust. And he said that when you apply to join a certain organization, you would be asked a photocopy of or an image of your MyCard.
Yeah, definitely.
He said this is actually not an example of trust, nor is it actually verifiable. A national digital ID can actually offer that. So you could apply to be a member of that organization by registering for your application using a national digital ID. This would be a trusted and a verifiable platform. Now, he's also looking at the e-commerce sector. So he said that if we look at complaints on the e-commerce and mobile phone scams, there is ample of possibility of fraud and cheating. We can verify the national digital ID to ensure that it reduces the scope of such crimes. Now, why you would say is, are we heading for the e-commerce space when it comes to, national digital ID? Mm. Well, according to stats here, the Statistics Department of Malaysia, the e-commerce growth rate in Malaysia is expected to grow from 10.6% in 2016 to 20.8% by 2020. Now, we also have one of the highest internet penetrations in Southeast Asia. It stands at about 89%. And mobile penetration is almost at about 140%, so that's more than, individuals as well. And Malaysia is actually becoming one of the fastest growing emerging e-commerce and emerging markets in the region. However,
so basically, we're going to be doing everything online in the years to come.
Yeah.
And okay, this is part of plans.
Well, if we haven't done already by now, right?
No, but okay, so this is my question because I'm actually kind of confused, right? So the National Digital ID isn't supposed to be a replacement for our MyCards, for example. It's not supposed to replace our identification card, but it's called an identification
card
thing.
Yeah.
And it's for e-commerce?
Yeah, so If you look at it like, e-commerce makes sense because there's a lot of growth. However,
right,
if you compare it to China is about $584 billion. That's like 500 times bigger than Malaysia's market. And people say like, you can't compare it with China because they're big. Let's look at neighbors down south in Singapore. Our market is three times less than Singapore. Singapore stands at about $3.4 billion, despite having, 6 times the population here in Malaysia, right?
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of room to grow in the e-commerce space. So is a national digital ID something that we really need right now in the e-commerce space?
Okay.
I beg to differ. I don't think e-commerce is a space that we should tap into for a national digital ID.
Or we shouldn't be doing this digital ID just for the e-commerce.
Just for
the
e-commerce.
Yeah. Okay. Because when I hear the term national digital ID, I think about, for example, using it to register to vote or having your voter registration be automatic using an ID, that sort of thing, or compiling all of your tax information, all of your billing information into one place. For example, I don't think of e-commerce, and I also am confused because, when it comes to fraud and e-commerce, right, I would understand if there was an ID for the sellers, for example.
Okay.
You know, if there was a sort of company ID, let's say on a platform like Lazada, if you could kind of verify, you know, that, okay, this particular seller has this ID, and then so they're a real person and they'll send you real stuff and it'll be good. So that I understand. But why does the buyer have to have an ID as well?
Yeah, because sometimes there are, you know, fraudulent cases between both parties as well.
Okay.
And there are some sites that, you know, they have like a verified seller.
Yeah.
And then there are some that will say like, you know, this guy is like a great buyer or something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyways, but it goes again to, yeah, e-commerce is one of the sectors they're looking at, but they're trying to enable the platform and they're looking at trying to eliminate the cyber crimes in the e-commerce space. However, I think maybe there are many other things that the national ID should be able to tackle first.
Yeah, so there was an article that was in Channel News Asia, and they quoted Estonians using their digital IDs to log into their bank accounts. They can vote online. They can check their medical records. They can submit their tax returns. And that looks like a really good use for a national ID.
Exactly. So Estonia started actually quite a while ago. In 2001, they released XT. It's a data exchange layer of information systems that basically it's a platform to exchange data.
Right.
So if you have a newborn baby, you register the baby's health and the age, the name, the family, all the details in one platform. Now that platform will be able to share with the healthcare ministry, and when you enroll for school, they can use that data itself to be enrolled in school. You don't have to fill up forms anymore. It's just one platform that can be shared around, and it builds as, you know, as you grow older and you've got more information, you add on to that. So it's layers of information about yourself that can be shared around.
But wasn't that the plan for the little chip in our MyCards to begin with?
Yeah, true, right? And then, you know, moving on, they didn't just stop there. In a digital ID in 2002, that took a form in the either an ID card, or they actually went through a next step. They actually had SIM cards that you can put into your phone to have a digital ID. This is in Estonia, by the way. And then in 2008, they actually dabbled with blockchain. So now everything is encrypted, and you know, you don't have any worry about it being manipulated or you know, using it for different reasons. There's also e-governance, so you can renew your passport online. You can do that online. This is Estonia, by the way. They've got e-tax, which we have in e-hasil here in Malaysia. You can vote online as well. It's called iVoting. They did that in 2005. They've got public safety as well. They've got e-health, so all your digital records are in there. And in 2014, they launched this thing called e-residency, and that is to give foreigners the same kind of access on this platform for foreigners who are coming in. And if I'm not mistaken, the Pope is actually one of the you know, resident models for this e-residency in Estonia. They've given one to him as well. So, you know, Estonia, if we want to build a national digital ID, I say, don't look at the Singapore and Thailand. Look at Estonia. They've been doing this for a very long time.
I think what we really need, if we're going to create a national digital ID, is to really clarify what the ID is going to prioritize and what its use is going to be. Because I think there's a lot of confusion as to what it's actually supposed to be used for.
All right. Tell us what you think. What do you think about this Malaysian digital ID? What would you like for it to be used for? Do you see this making things easier for us? Do you agree with our Communications and Multimedia Minister, Gobind Singh Dio? Tell us what you think. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or you can get in touch with us on Twitter at BFM Radio. And also on InstaStory, we have a poll going on there. At BFM Radio is the handle. We're taking a quick break for some music right now by Philip Says. This is Out of Your Mind, Out of My Mind. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.